Senator Miller is here, and Senator Ward. Today on the Transportation Committee's blowers, we have a bill, Senate Bill 129, an act relating to the Alaska Marine Highway System vessel, Malaspina, and providing for a effective date. And is somebody here from the Senator's office that would like to read the sponsor statement?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Llewellyn Lachansky. I work for Senator John Torgerson on the Senate Finance Committee. The Senate Finance is sponsored. Senate Finance Committee has sponsored Senate Bill 129. Senate Bill 129 creates a subfund in the Alaska Marine Highway Fund to separately track revenues and expenditures related to the day boat operation of the Malaspina. Senate Bill 129 limits expenditures for the operation, maintenance, and capital improvements of the Malaspina to the gross revenues generated by the vessel and to any other funds that the legislature may appropriate to the account. The Department of Transportation plans to operate the Malaspina as a day boat in the Northern Lynn Canal only during the summer months. This is the second year that the vessel will be used for a day boat passenger and vehicle service between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. During the 1998 session, the legislature allowed the department an initial subsidy and directed the department to then limit the cost of operating the vessel within the program receipts generated from the service by seeking union concessions and targeting the high volume seasonal traffic. One basic premise of the recently released Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan is the development of sub-area or regional transportation services and facilities. Substantial savings in operations and maintenance costs are expected to be realized as more high-speed day boats are put into operation in the region's four zones over the next 5 years. By limiting the state's first day boat operation to the actual revenues generated, we are sending a strong message that the legislature does not intend to subsidize the operation of day boats. The economic viability of the day boat concept is proven by its self-sufficiency.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the committee members?
Mr. Chairman, we are going to hear from DOT as well.
They haven't signed up to testify, but if they want to, they certainly can.
Is there anyone? No one from DOT is here.
Yes, Captain
Dawes. Yes, but if somebody had signed up, yes. Oh, I believe somebody is signing up now, but...
Good.
You.
Then I will wait until we have somebody from DOT.
All right. Thank you very much. And is there anybody else who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 129 at this time?
Senator, thank you.
Yes.
My name is Bob Dahl. I'm the General Manager of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The department has worked with the Senator's office to determine the exact effect of the bill, and I believe that we'll be successful in working out any difficulties that it might suggest. The counting part of observing and watching Malaspina's operations is not difficult, and we can certainly do that and have been doing it, as a matter of fact, giving it far more detailed observation than any other ship we operate. we believe we can work out any difficulties that may arise, and we don't see anything significant in that regard as far as the bill is concerned. I would like to observe, though, that the Malaspina is operating in one of our high revenue links. There are two or three of those in the Marine Highway System that offer comparable revenues. One of them, of course, is Bellingham to Ketchikan. Another one is Prince Rupert to Ketchikan. And to that extent, Malaspina is not yet a typical operation for the Marine Highway System. So I'm apprehensive about lessons being drawn from it, but nevertheless, as far as the bill is concerned, we certainly can work those out.
Senator Lincoln, do you have some questions of the department?
I did, but perhaps you answered some of those. I just wanted, under the fiscal note, it is a zero fiscal note, and I wanted to hear from you, and perhaps you did answer it in that statement, that you can work out any foreseeable problems that might arise with the a zero fiscal note, and that the accounting is in place now. And then I guess the other thing was that the last paragraph that was read that says, we are sending by way of this a strong message that the legislature does not intend to subsidize the operation of day boats. And I wanted to hear a little bit more of maybe your reaction to that statement.
Well, the Southeast Transportation Plan is really a combination of two methods of operation. One suggests the construction of new high-speed ships that would provide service, what we call, or have chosen to call, shuttle service. So if we're talking about a new ship, we use the term shuttle because that's in fact what it would do. And if we're talking about the conversion of an existing vessel, we call it a day boat. And that's just an internal AMHS practice, but it may help to distinguish between those two styles of operation. As far as a shuttle ship, particularly a new ship, is concerned, it would have a much smaller crew and a much smaller operating cost. We have not even approached the subject of what the tariffs would be for that transportation. If it were to operate from here to Sitka, for example, maybe something like $25 or $30 would be what we'd be thinking of. But we haven't even examined what it actually is going to turn out to be. As far as the zero fiscal note is concerned, obviously tracking the cost of operating a ship on a weekly basis, and the revenue, by the way, which we're tracking both of those on a weekly basis, is an intensive process, and one we don't follow for any other ship. So there is some additional labor involved in doing that kind of thing. It's nothing that we could put a cost to, but certainly there's some additional labor involved in it, and some distraction from routine practice. We will have to establish the cost of operating those shuttle ships and some initial estimate as far as the tariffs are concerned, and then try to adjust the two of those after we have maybe a couple of seasons of operation to see that they come in into conformity with each other. But certainly they are going to be designed and operated to be far less cost to operate than any of the marine highway ships that we currently have.
Thank you. Additional questions of committee members? Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anybody additionally that would like to testify at this time on Senate Bill 129? Seeing nobody additional, what is the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Miller.
Would move Senate Bill 129 out of committee with individual recommendations.
No objection. Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 129 is moved out of committee with individual recommendations along with the zero note. And with that, Senate Transportation is adjourned.